The Gemara Masechta Yuma on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, in explaining the words of the Mishnah that discuss how the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim after he did the Avodah, said the Mishnah Yatzu Bala Derech Knisasai, that he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim walking the same way as he walked in. It means he walked backwards. And asked the Gemara Menonimili, from where we know the halacha that as one is exiting the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should walk in such a fashion. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason, Amar Kra. The pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, regarding Shloim HaMelech, V'yava Shloim Labama Shabegiva in Yerushalayim. And as Rashi explains, before Shloim HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was in Givon, and that was where the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu built was as well. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech went to Givon to bring Karbonos on the Bama that was there. And then, after he finished bringing those Karbonos, he returned to Yerushalayim. So ask the Gemara V'chama, Inyan given Eitz Yerushalayim. And as Rashi explains, if the Pasuk is referring to when Shlomo HaMelech went from Yerushalayim to Givon, the Pasuk sort of said, Mirushalayim leGivon. If the Pasuk is referring to when Shlomo HaMelech came back from Givon to Yerushalayim, then the Pasuk should have said, Menabama asher beGivon leYerushalayim. But the Pasuk doesn't say that. It says, V'yovei Shlomo leBavoi, Labama asher beGivon Yerushalayim. What is the Pasuk teaching us? Says the Gemara, Makish yitziyosei meGivon, the Torah is comparing how Shlomo HaMelech walked when he left Givon to return to Yerushalayim, Lebiyosai, to the way he walked when he walked from Yerushalayim to Givon. Ma, Biyosai Yerushalayim leGivon. Just like when he was walking from Yerushalayim to Givon, Panov Klape HaBama, Kederch Biyosai, he was walking towards, facing the Bama. Af Yitziyosai meGivon Yerushalayim. So too, when he returned from Givon to Yerushalayim, Panov Klape Bama Kederch Biyosai, he was still facing the Bama as if he was walking towards the Bama. And it continues the Gemara. V'kein Kohanim Avedosam. When Kohanim did the Avoida, the Levim, B'duchanim Levim sang the Shira, or the Yisraelim that stood in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara Masechta Tanis explains by the Ma'amadim, Kshenestarim, when they left the Heichel, they didn't turn around and walk away. They would face the Beis HaMikdash as they left it. They came, continues the Gemara. Talmud aniftam a rabbi, if a Talmud takes leave of his Rebbe, lo yachs upon him, he shouldn't turn around. El mitzad upon him, he should go facing toward the side, v'hoylich, and so should he leave. When he would take leave of Rabbi Yochanan, can have a boy Rabbi Yochanan skuye, or when Rabbi Yochanan wanted to leave, have a gochen come Rabbi Leza duchte. Rabbi Leza would stand on his place, bent over, ad have a mix Rabbi Yochanan until he no longer saw Rabbi Yochanan. The can have a boy Rabbi Leza skuye, when Rabbi Leza would want to leave, have a ka'azel lachure, he would walk backwards, ad the mechseminate Rabbi Yochanan, until he was no longer visible to Rabbi Yochanan. But the Paiskim say that this halacha, that when walking away from a Rebbe, you have to walk this way, is only by a Rabbi Muvak. And the Gemara continues, Rava could have a mechseminate Rabbi Yosef. When Rava would take leave of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, have a ozoi lachure, he would walk backwards. And as we're going to see, even though Rabbi Yosef was blind and he didn't see what Rava was doing, still Rava, out of respect to Rabbi Yosef, would walk that way. And he would walk that way ad menachfen kare until his feet would knock into the doorways, into the walls, because he wasn't paying attention, umaskuf and askuf the Rabbi Yochanan Dama. And the doorways would, Rabbi Yosef's home would get full of blood from those bruises that he had as he was walking back. Amalei Rabbi Yosef. So they told Rabbi Yosef, who, as we said a moment ago, was blind, so he didn't see exactly what the Rava was doing. So they told him, they Hochi Ovid Rava. This is exactly how Rava was behaving. Amalei. So Rava, Rabbi Yosef said to Rava, Yehai Rava, the Torah Reshiva Kulakarcha. You should be Zoicha to become the Rosh Yeshiva. And as the Mashal explains, that in the time of Abaya, there were two yeshivas. One was the yeshiva of Abaya, and the second was the yeshiva of Rava. And Rabbi Yosef gave Rava a bracha that he should ultimately become the Rosh Yeshiva of both of the yeshivas. And indeed, that's what happened. After Abaya passed away, the Talmidim of Abaya's yeshiva came to the yeshiva of Rava. And as the Mefarshim explained, because he showed a full measure of kavod, because showing kavod, when the person you're showing that respect to knows what you're doing, so you could say, I'm doing it so I should find favor in his eyes. But in a time when it's being done to in honor of a person who doesn't see what I'm doing, it's obvious that my intention is to give a full share of kavod. So that's why Reb Yosef gave him a bracha that he indeed should come to have a full level of kavod. He should be Rosh Yeshiva of all of the yeshivas. That's how the Ben Yoyad explains. The Gra explains that we know, we learn in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei, Kol Mechabed Es HaTorah, Gufa Mechabed Al Abriyas. So since Rava over here showed such a high level of Kavod HaTorah, that he showed respect even to a Talmid Chacham who was Nebuch blind, that's how he was blessed that he should become completely Gufay Mechubad, that he should become the only Rosh Yeshiva. Should be the only Rosh Yeshiva. The Ben Chananel says that the bracha Rabbi Yosef gave Rava was that Yehei Halacha Kamois Mekamakayim, he should be Zoicha, that the Halacha should be as he paskins. But this Gemara that we're learning now is also the basis for Halacha that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Yoridea. In Shulchan Aruch Yoridea, Simen Reish Pei Beis, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, again, these are from the halachas that people don't typically learn. These are Hilchos Sefer Torah. And the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch begins, Chayev Adam Lina Kovod Godel B'Sefer Torah. A person has to show great respect to Sefer Torah. A mitzvah liyachel makan, have a special place. L'chavar ha-makam hu, l'hadr b'yoyser, to show great respect for that Sefer Torah and for the place where it is, for the Sefer Torah. V'la yor k'neg Sefer Torah, one shouldn't spit. V'la yigala ervosu k'neg doi, should be dressed properly. V'la yifshid ragloi k'neg doi. V'la yinachan al roish k'masoi. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about the great kavod that a Sefer Torah has to be shown. And the Taz over here teaches us as a continuation of this halacha, says the Taz in Sif Aleph, Kenim Rambam, the Nir says the Taz, the Sefer Torah Tzorach, Shetia Gvoi Men Adam, Avliv Chaloi Have a Derech Kavod. If the Sefer Torah is lower than the people, it's not covered. Now says the Taz, the Nira. Rabbanim she'aindim l'fnei Aron HaKodesh. Rabbanim who stay in front of the Aron HaKodesh, ein b'chlal ze isazel. So the Taz says that even though we just learned that we have to show great respect to the Sefer Torah, says the Taz, if a Rav is standing in front of the Sefer Torah, that is in front of the Aron, and saying a shir, and with the back to, with their backs to the Oren HaKadosh, Kirin Shev Zatar Menachs Baron HaKadosh, Havakamai Bershus Acheres. So the Taz paskens that even though we just learned how much respect we have to show a Sefer Torah, tells us the Taz that if one is standing, if one is saying a drasha and standing with his back to the Sefer Torah, says the Taz that that's still acceptable. But it's very interesting to point out that many Mefarshim ask a question, because the Taz, the very same Taz in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Cotton Base, is actually the one who's very machmer when it comes to these halachas regarding standing Sefer Torah. He says, the Shulchan Aruch goes into the whole Seder, how a shul should be set up. It shows, says the Taz in Sif Katan Beis, Kosu Bovosh Achshav Ein Inyel Seder Zeh, Ki Kainam Kainam, everybody buys a Seder Shul. Says the Taz, however, Mikamokon Yizaru Shalayas Shum Mokam Leisha Lo Ben Abima Ben Ahechob. There should be no seating places between the bima and the hechel. Ba'oifin shiye pnei ayoshiv neger habima v'churav lahechel. Nobody should sit in front of the aron in a way that his back is facing the aron. The gnayu, that it's a terrible embarrassment to this aron. And the Taz also adds another point. V'loy shlo yafsik ben ha-mavarach ala sefer Torah ben ha-hechel. If somebody is sitting right in front of the Aron, and then somebody gets an aliyah, and somebody bows down facing the Aron, it's going to look as if that person is bowing down not to the Aron when he's making those brachas or saying baruchu. It looks like he's bowing down to the person who is sitting there. So as I said, the Mefarshim point out that it seems that we have a stira. Are you allowed to stand with your back to the Aron or not? The Taz in Hilchos Sefer Torah says, it seems to say that under certain circumstances you may. And here in Simen Kuf Nun, it seems that he says you may not. So the Mefarshim give a number of ways how to reconcile these two opinions of the Taz. One explained that if somebody's getting up and saying a drasha in front of the Aron, and he's saying a drasha in Divrei Torah, so that is for the covet of the Torah, that is the covet of the Tzibur, and that's why he may stand there. But if somebody is sitting there, and that's his place where he sits, that isn't the proper covet for the Sefer Torah, and that's why it's Aser. That's one approach. Another approach, the Prima Gadim says, there's a difference if somebody's just standing there temporarily saying a drasha versus if he's there on a full-time basis. But if we look here in Simen Kuf Nun in the Sha'arat Siyan, we'll see that the Sha'arat Siyan actually, in summarizing the halacha, when one may sit there and when may not. So he really is combining all of the Atayim. This Sha'arat Siyan is here in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Sif Katan Yud Gimel. And he says, V'kei HaMinik, he says the Minik is that people say drushes in front of the Aron Kodesh. And he says, if the person's back is not right mamish towards the back of the Aron, then it's a heter. And then he continues, that we don't have a steer in the Taz to what the Taz says, to allow Rabbanim to speak with the back to the Aron Kodesh, in front of the Aron Kodesh, Af Shechreim Lahecho, Mishun the Sefer Torah, B'shus Acheres, Lufi Shoshani. So he says two heterim. Number one, that the Sefer Torah, the Oren, is considered like it's in another Rishus. And since it's considered like in another Rishus, that's why it's not that much of an issue. Combined with the fact that it's only temporarily, it's not something full time. And again, if we look in Aruch HaShulchan, in Yerideya, Simen Resh Pei Beis, Sif Beis, he also says, "Dezeh Atzma Kvar HaTorah." This in itself is a Kvar HaTorah. Shadoyish Be HaTorah B'Mitzvah, the person saying a drash about Divrei Torah, about how to fulfill mitzvahs, the Torah Atzma Sif Sukein. And he says that the Torah itself allows us to act this way. K'may B'Brichas Kahanim. Jesse says, like we find by Brichas Kahanim, Shukahanim Pneim Klapei Am Ponim Keneged Ponim, that the Kahanim face the audience, face the Tzibur, when they say Brichas HaTorah. But Torah gives Gozru Kain. And he says, the Torah wants the Kahanim to stand that way. K'di'isa B'Soita, like the Gemara says in Masechta Soita and Daflam T'ches Amad Aleph, Koy Suvarchu Ponim Keneged Ponim. V'achinami, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Harei HaTorah Gozra Lo'idia Chuka Elokim Ves Torosov, the Torah wants us to mention the Dvar Hashem, or Behechrich, and if you want the drush to be heard properly, Lidrish Panim Keneged Panim. And he quotes a Medrash Isa, Ba'a Re'ei Kama Godel Kvod HaTzibur, how great the Kvod HaTzibur is, Shechachem Darish Panov, that when the Chachem says a drush, he faces the He's supposed to face the Tzibur, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shaar Ephraim, which is a very classical sefer, discusses all of the halachas of Beis HaKnesses, says in Shaar Gimel, in Pisrei Sha'orim Sifkotin Vov, he says as follows, U'mashanai Hagim, Shadorish Barabim, what has become very common, that somebody who says a drosha, Oymel Fnei Oren HaKodesh, stands in front of the Oren HaKodesh, or Machs upon of Klal Be'am, and faces the audience with his back to the Oren HaKodesh, Ein Zeh Derech Arayi. Kekein Kosek Pri Megodim, Begam B'Sev V'Shal, Tshuva Mahava, L'snat Zeh, Kvah Doshu Bo Rabim V'Gdoilim, so this is an old minig in Klal Yisrael, Shech Ziku Lassus Kei, or minig Yisrael Torah. And since this is the minig, it's fine. However, he says, Ah, Mishalai Hutalo of Chayv Lidlush Ram, if somebody is not the Rav, it's not his obligation to say a drasha. Rak Iuda Kamamtsi Navshe, he made himself available to say this drasha. Videi Ba'atzmai, and this person who's saying this drasha is aware, Sh'en Kavanos Lidlush L'Kvar Hashem, Uluyakat Tferes Tarasa Kadosha, that he really doesn't have the Kavod HaTorah really that much in mind. Rak l'kvod atzma hu darish, l'chuy churfa. He wants to show what a great Talmud Chacham he is. Oy mishum drosh l'kvod kabel schar, or he's saying the drosha to get paid for the drosha. Ain't sofik, k'vach lo kabel schar al drosha. Says the Shaar Ephraim, such an individual will not get schar for saying a drosha with standing his back to the Oren. Ela onesh ye'olish, Ashemeka Roishoi Klapa Kodesh. He'll get punished, Chas V'Shalom. And therefore he says, V'shoi Menafshoi Yirchit Mizem. And then, however, the Shaar Ephraim goes into a discussion, as the Mishnah Berurah just taught us also, that if the Oren is in a separate area, we have much less of a problem. And the question is, the Paiskim discuss, what is considered a separate area. So some Paiskim are of the opinion that as long as the Sefer Torah is in a separate Oren, in a separate chest, that is already enough that the Oren is considered that it's in a separate area and it should not be considered that we have a problem. There are others that say that it has to be at least the size that is 40, that could hold 40 saw. So just like we find in other areas of halacha, a chest that's large enough to hold 40 saw is considered a separate, distinct area. In order for the Aron to be considered a separate, distinct area, it has to be that large. There are others that say that it's only acceptable if the Aron is 10 tfachim off the ground. So you have to go up on a platform. But if it's not built that way, we would have a problem. So to review, if you have an Aron that is in a separate area, and it's large enough to hold 40 saw, it's 10 tfachim off the ground, and this is obviously not done on a full-time basis, that somebody's standing with his back to the Aron, it's quite obvious that one could be makel, especially if the drasha that he's saying is l'chvoy natayr. If, however, you don't have such a situation, meaning that you have a small Aron and it's right on the ground, it's much more of a shaila, and that's why there are people that try to say the drasha not in front of the bump, not in front of the Aron, but standing by the bima. Certainly, also the Paiskim seem to be saying that if you're standing in a way where you're not standing directly in front of the Aron, you're standing to the side, that too could be included in the Heter. But the Paiskim discuss, if we just quoted the Shaar Ephraim that says that the reason we can be more lenient is because the person who's saying a drasha is saying a drasha l'kvayda Torah, is saying a drasha to teach people the Dvar Hashem, so that's included in the concept of Kavod HaTorah, as the Aruch HaShulchan discussed the Paiskim. But what happens when a Bar Mitzvah Bacher says his drasha standing in front of the Aron? Wouldn't that be a violation of the points that are being made here by the Paiskim, particularly the Shaar Ephraim? So the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelik Hei Simon Ayin Ches discusses the Shaila. He also goes into a discussion what makes the Aron to be considered a separate area. And it seems, by learning the words of the Minchas Yitzchak, that the Minchas Yitzchak is only lenient because he holds that Mutav Sheyesh Shogeg Nivei Mizidim. He's not that, he doesn't really find a heter for a Bar Mitzvah Bacher to stand with his back to the Aron saying a drasha. However, the same person who asked the Shaila of the Minchas Yitzchak asked the same Shaila to the Chelkas Yaakov. And the Chelkas Yaakov in Yerideya, Simon Kuf Lamedalad, has this discussion. And he says that we could be more lenient. He says that we have to treat he says two reasons. He says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis says Amar Yudah Merav Ma'id Ksiv Al Tigu B'Mashichai Unviya Al Tereyu Al Tigu B'Mashichai Elo Tenoike Shabbos Rabbi Unviya Al Tereyu Elo Tamid Chachamim. So he says what we see from this Gemara that Tenoike Shabbos Rabbi are even greater than Tamid Chachamim. Like the Gemara says there, Ein a doima hevel pesh yesh by chait, lehevel pesh ein by chait. The mouths of children who never did averus. So he said a boy that just became by mitzvah is simply still in the category of tanoikis shabbos rabba. So if the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is lenient, if the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is teaching us that Tanoika Shabbos Rabbim are even greater than Tamid Chachamim, so for our shiur we just learned a heter for Tamid Chachamim, that heter would apply to Tanoika Shabbos Rabbim, a Bar Mitzvah Bacher as well. Furthermore, he says that if we want our children to grow up to be Tamid Chachamim, and by taking a Bar Mitzvah boy and asking him to say his Dvar Torah, saying and standing in the exact same spot that the Rav stands when he says his shir, he says it represents a tremendous lesson to this child that he should realize what's important in life.
And moreover, he says that it brings tremendous kvod shemayim that when children see how important divrei Torah are. And therefore, he says that the minig that we stand our way should not be disputed. Similarly, I saw Rav Avadya Yosef in Shaios HaTshuvos Yechava Das Chelik Gimel Simen Yotes has a discussion about our minig that in shul, in most shuls, the minig is that everybody turns around by Bayi B'Sholoim Friday night when we sing L'Chadoidi facing, with our backs facing the Aron Kodesh. And again he says that since the Aron Kodesh is in a separate, it's considered in a separate area, and it's L'Tzarech Mitzvah, because the Arizal's minig was that he would go out to greet Shabbos Kala. Therefore, it's since, and furthermore he says, since everybody who's sitting in the shul is doing it, it doesn't represent a B'zayin HaTorah, it represents actually what we always want to accomplish, a Kavod HaTorah.